Thank you and good morning. The State Accrediting Commission for Community Colleges has removed the College of the Redwoods from accreditation probation. The announcement came on Friday afternoon, and school president Kathy Smith said in a statement, "All CR employees and trustees worked as a team to achieve this important milestone. Everyone at CR united over the past 2 years to make hard decisions and do what's best for our students and for the future of CR." The commission was satisfied the school had made all the improvements outlined in a letter sent 2 years ago. While the school was on probation, it still maintained full accreditation with the state, and the sanctions had nothing to do with the quality of instruction, according to trustee Colleen Mullery. Eureka City Schools may place a bond initiative on the November ballot after conducting a survey of constituents. That survey found that 63% of respondents supported a bond that would be used to upgrade and repair district buildings and facilities, particularly those used for career, technical, and job training. Superintendent Fred Van Vleck said in a statement that many of the district schools and other buildings are deteriorating and in need of repair, and they need to make improvements in order to offer adequate job training programs for students who plan on entering the workforce right after graduation. On Friday, the district attorney's office issued a press release regarding two people wanted for passing fraudulent checks worth more than $16,000. By Friday afternoon, James Cunha and Rebecca Hamlin were in custody after being arrested by Fortuna police during a search of an apartment on Loney Drive. Officers served a search warrant and contacted both Cunha and Hamlin and discovered stolen items in the apartment as well. Officers also found meth, stolen mail, fraudulent checks, and items used to make fraudulent checks. Both Cunha and Hamlin were booked into county jail. Officers from the Arcata Police Department and the Humboldt State University Police Department served a search warrant at a residence in the 200 block of 13th Street in Arcata on Friday. The search turned up more than 200 pounds of processed marijuana and evidence of marijuana sales activity. Officers arrested 35-year-old Alexander Dinwiddie and 23-year-old Maria Boggs, both of Arcata, on possession and possession for sale charges. A third suspect, who was not on scene during the search, has been identified, and a warrant has been issued in their name. Technicians from the Federal Aviation Administration are in Humboldt County to make repairs to the county airport's instrument landing system, which is currently out of service. That, combined with rainy and foggy weather, may cause the cancellation of flights out of the airport through Friday. For information about flights, contact the airline or the airport. The landing system is expected to be repaired and back online by the end of the week. And Eureka police are asking for the public's help in identifying a man suspected of stealing an urn from the chapel of the Ocean View Cemetery last week. The suspect entered the chapel and was caught on video. He's an adult white male who was wearing a gray hoodie, blue jeans, dark shoes, and a baseball cap. The suspect stole an urn that contained cremated remains, and anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The Decade of Difference and the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors are joining the rest of the nation in celebrating National School Counseling Week 2014. This celebratory week focuses public attention on the unique contribution of professional school counselors. School support personnel are integral to the goals of the decade: inspired youth, vibrant economy, and building a healthy community. These individuals quietly devote themselves daily to the success of students, families, educators, and our community. So join us in celebrating and thanking your school counselor, school social worker, or psychologist for all they do.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Eureka's Engineering Department is involved in several projects designed to improve transportation within the city. One of the biggest is the Waterfront Drive Connection Project, which has been in the works for many years. City Engineer Charles Rockline explains the purpose of the project.
And that's down there, of course, down at the foot of H Street between H and L, where the Adorney is. And that waterfront drive is going to be run through so that people, vehicles, cars, bicyclists, pedestrians, and buses will be able to drive right through that area. It's not going to be blocked anymore.
The project began in 2005 but was put on hold due to a cleanup and abatement order from the California Regional Water Quality Control Board. Now the project is back on track, and Rockline estimates that it will be completed within the next few years.
Good 2, maybe 3 years before that'll be completed. They're just finishing up the cleanup down there. And I'm happy to report that it is pretty much been accepted as being clean and will be very soon closed.
The city has also received a $450,000 grant to include bike lanes along with the road construction. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.